Hey everybody, and welcome to Checkpoint AFK, the series finale, sort of.
Not really. Yeah.
But not really.
Yeah.
I am joined, as always, by Callie Sloan, soon to be Scales.
Wow, I got introduced first.
Yes, because I also had to take the time to introduce Shad Callahan to my left. These are the two folks who always join me for Checkpoint AFK. But
by the way, I started the process of legally changing my name this week.
Good.
What a nightmare.
Yeah, I saw your tweets.
It's actually the worst ever. Like, just figuring out how to do it is confusing because they're like, all right, the first thing they're like is you have to file papers with the court, file a petition with the court to change your name.
Right.
And I'm like, how do I do that? how do you file papers with a court? I am not a lawyer. I do not know.
Yeah, I can tell you.
I'm glad I thought you two would immediately just be like, this is how you do it.
I would have gone on Google and that would have been my first attempt.
My name is one of my favorite things about myself, among the many things I love about myself. And yeah, so having knowledge of name changes is something that would have never crossed my mind.
But not even just name changes, like anything that you ever had to file with the court. I had no idea how to do it.
I've never done it
so,
either.
Yeah,
I have tried my best to not ever interface with the court system.
Good call. Here's what you actually have to do. You have to download a form, fill it out, mail it in along with two checks made out to two different groups, which is a pain in the ass. And then they send you...
You gotta write a check?
Two of them.
What the fuck?
Is it a lot?
One was $120-something.
What?
That's already more than I would have
Which is the fee to change your name.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you have to send a $95 publication
fee. Hold on, so the state of Michigan is like Square Enix? You gotta pay them the extra bones to change a username?
That's correct, you do. So then you have to send like a $95 publication fee to get it printed in Legal News because all name changes
have to go to Legal News.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have to send them a $95 fee for that. Once they get it, they will send you confirmation that they have it. You then have to go to your local police agency, whatever you want to use, and get yourself fingerprinted and get an RIA card. Get yourself fingerprinted, fill that out, and mail that in with another check to the state of Michigan.
Jeez.
Then you get a court date set, and you have to show up in court and talk to a judge and make your case for why you should be granted a name change. And if all of that happens, you get to go down to the clerk at the court office and give him a check and actually change your name.
And then you have to go to Secretary of State and get
a
new license.
Pay them money to change your gender marker and to give you a new license.
Oh, I didn't think of the gender thing. They had to change that.
The gender. Okay, so I'll say this for Michigan. A lot of states are really crappy about this. In Michigan, all you have to do is have the completed name change thing all set up, and you have to pay them a $9 fee. So
that's not bad.
Some states require your birth certificate to match. Oh, but if you want your birth certificate changed, that's a nightmare in Michigan.
Wow. Okay. Not to cut you off.
No, it's fine.
Breaking news. Breaking news. The London Spitfire are currently, the London Spitfire of the Overwatch League are currently in the process of releasing their entire roster.
And staff.
Wow. They are blowing the whole thing up.
Would that be your season one world champion, London Spitfire?
Yes, it would.
Wow.
Wow.
So they're just cleaning house.
Cleaning house.
Damn.
Clean the house. I mean, listen, the Overwatch League, I think, is at a crossroads. Not to sidebar too much. But the Overwatch League, I think, is at a crossroads here because COVID, I think, hit OWL harder than almost any esport.
All of them, 100%.
At least the big, I would say, four esports of League, Dota, CSGO, and Overwatch.
And then throwing Valorant in right when this all started, it really kind of hit Overwatch
the
hardest.
You hit COVID, which, by the way, COVID ran through the Overwatch League. You can't tell me, because you remember in January where everybody was like, oh, man, such and such is sick. Yeah. Such and such became randomly violently ill. Mm-hmm. And everybody in Overwatch was getting randomly violently sick out of nowhere.
Hmm.
And, yeah, that was COVID. I'm almost absolutely sure. And so you had that. Then the homestands were canceled, which, by the way, were working amazingly. I don't think, outside of the first one, I don't think there was a homestand that I could say was trash.
No, but we only had, four?
We had four. And I think all of them ran pretty okay.
The Houston Outlaws was the best.
Yeah, the Outlaws one, I will agree, was the best. And I'm not just saying that because we have an affiliation.
Yeah.
Then you had their schedule madness that they couldn't figure out. And it just, I almost feel bad for the OWL, to be honest with you.
I did too. Like, I feel like it just was a downward spiral that they couldn't control in many ways.
It is true. And it is definitely something that was out of their control. I think a lot of other esports were able to pick it back up, you know, and be pretty okay. But that really, Overwatch League never recovered, really. Not in my opinion, not in viewership.
They might next year, but I don't see it happening.
Me neither.
I don't see it happening right now.
It's messed up. But I do want to address this. So if you are watching us on Twitch, there's a graphic that says The Last Kinda Checkpoint AFK. We're calling it The Last Official Checkpoint AFK. Here's the deal, to quote young Biden. Here's the deal. Checkpoint AFK as a brand, we are sunsetting that brand.
Yep.
Because this crew that you see in here before you, we are moving to daily.
Yep.
That's right. So every weekday, you will be getting content from us folks Monday through Friday.
Yep.
So you won't have to wait till just Wednesday. Even better, your usual Wednesday stream where you can see all of our beautiful faces will still happen. We just won't call it Checkpoint AFK. It'll be Checkpoint Daily. That's it.
That's it. We're not going anywhere. We're actually going to be here way more often.
Yeah. So we are going to be giving you more content. There'll be more opportunities to hear our takes and opinions on the world of gaming and esports. And the Checkpoint AFK podcast feed will still be populated with content, but to be perfectly honest with you, it won't be getting as much love and care as the daily stream will be getting. So we want everybody to also go over to the Checkpoint XP daily feed and subscribe there, because that is where you will be getting all of the new content.
Yeah, you might see a new graphic in the coming week. So just look for Checkpoint XP Daily currently. We will be calling it Checkpoint Daily.
Yeah,
Checkpoint Daily. But right now, if you look it up, it'll be Checkpoint XP Daily. So right now, go find it. Subscribe if you're not already. You know, it's on Apple. It's on Spotify. It's on Google. It's literally everywhere.
That's everywhere. And Chad, we have an event going down. I think is by the time this goes out, it will either be underway or the last day for you to register. So what's going on?
That's true.
With that?
Yeah. So if you're watching this before 5 p.m., well, actually, I'll say before 4 p.m.
Yeah.
On Friday, which this will be going out, you could register to play in a League of Legends tournament. It's a 5v5 tournament presented by the Marines, the U.S. Marines.
Yeah.
So you can go on there. It is nerdstgamers.com/Marines, and you can go and register. So
$500 tournament.
$500
free
prize.
To enter.
Free to enter. Yeah, 100%. Like, just go to nerdstgamers.com. It's nerdstgamers.com/Marines.
There you go. So that is the latest update and what is going on here with the Checkpoint AFK thing. And you know what? I just want to say this because I am the only person who has been on, I believe, all but one episode of Checkpoint AFK. I think I've been on every episode virtually of Checkpoint AFK.
Everyone save for the LGBTQ episode.
Yes, that is the only one I was not on. Mm-hmm. This show for us has always been the fun show. It's always been the show where we can be a little loose and, you know, talk about things that are a little bit spicier, I suppose. Obviously, we swear quite a bit on this fucking show. But at the same time, we also want to make sure that we are maximizing not just our time, but also yours. And as we restructured at the start of 2020, we recognized that we didn't have anything for you guys every day. You know, it was the scheduling got weird, and we acknowledged that. And I want to say this as a host and co-producer of this show, that we felt it was important for you guys to get something from us every day, especially folks like, you know, Omega Welltall and Steve and, you know, Decibels and all these folks who have followed us even before Checkpoint was a thing. You guys deserve consistent quality content, mm-hmm. A consistent, well-maintained community. And so we want to do everything in our power to bring that to you, and that's part of what we're doing by taking this daily. So expect to see that from us. And we will be right back as we talk about the dreaded Cyberpunk crunch.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hey, are you a college student interested in esports and wondering, where can I get the latest news? Well, Checkpoint XP on campus is the number one place to go for collegiate esports news. Whether we're talking about new programs propping up or we're talking about the latest in scores and highlights, make sure that you're locked into Checkpoint XP on campus. You can find that show on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Checkpoint AFK. Norris, Chad, and Callie here one more time. Don't forget that this is the last official AFK episode, but don't fret because everything is moving over to the Checkpoint XP daily feed, where you will get the three of us 5 days a week talking about the latest news in gaming and esports. So make sure you are glued to that podcast feed coming up. The first official show will be next. We starting next Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
So be ready. So, you know, the first thing that we wanted to talk about officially here on the show is a story that is rife with frustration from gamers as CD Projekt Red, their head of the studio, Adam Badowski, has confirmed that for the next month or so, they are crunching.
It's crunch time.
It is crunch time. 6 days a week is what they are going to be working in order to get this game out on time.
6 days a week, that actually, when you think of crunch in the gaming industry, it's usually 7 days a week.
It is usually.
Like, actually, I don't technically call that crunch, but okay, fair enough.
So, Badowski put out a statement on Twitter. He said, "These last 6 weeks are our final sprint on a project we spent much of our lives on, something we care for deeply. The majority of the team understands that push, especially in the light of the fact that we just sent the game to certification, and every day brings us visibly closer to shipping the game we want to be proud of. This is one of the hardest decisions I've had to make, but everyone is well compensated for every extra hour they put in. And like in recent years, 10% of annual profit of our company that our company generates in 2020 will be split directly among the team." And so I wanted to get you guys' reaction because this concept of crunch, it started out as a really big topic middle of last year, you know, spring of last year when Red Dead and stuff was coming out, because of how big that game was. And the gaming industry as a whole came out and said, you know what, you got to stop doing this to your developers.
Yep.
You have to stop. It's not sustainable. It's inhumane. The juice is not worth the squeeze.
Mm-hmm.
And so looking at this, you know, how do you guys feel about this, knowing what type of game Cyberpunk is trying to be?
I think it's really disappointing. This is a game that's already been delayed twice in the pursuit of making it perfect, in their words. And ideally, that is also, they're designed to avoid crunch, avoid having to go through this. And believe me, I understand the desire to not announce a third delay to your game. It's a bad look. Yeah. No one wants to delay their game three times. Frankly, maybe Robbie is correct. Maybe it has already been delayed three times, and I just lost track of one.
Yeah.
But I understand the desire not to announce another delay to your game.
Because now you're Square Enix.
But at the same time, if the result is just... talk about a situation with no solution other than to say you made your scope way too big at launch.
Yeah.
Like, do you delay the game, release it in an unfinished state, or crunch?
Well, the way I feel about it is that if they are, at this point, they're done with the game.
Yeah, we would hope.
This is we would hope that at this point this is polish, debugging, playtesting, that kind of stuff at this point, mm-hmm. right? You want that shit to be done too. Right now you're stress testing, you're doing a bunch of, you're literally paying people to break the game at this point. Find as much shit fucked up with it that you can before we ship. That's essentially what the phase that they're in right now. Because this game has so many variables, and I'm assuming it has so many elements that have to work in tandem for this game to be what it is, that is a lengthy process. That is something that is going to take a lot of time. And, you know, I agree with you, Callie, that do you put it out in an unfinished state? But I'm not sure that they can. I'm not sure that this is a situation where you say, all right, we'll just cut content and then put out something that will be finished with DLC later on. I think they can't ship it because we're not done figuring out how to break it. I think that's the biggest issue that we see with this.
You know, the more I think about it, actually, delay it. They should just delay it. And here's why. This game has, what, 6 weeks until it comes out?
Yeah.
Okay. So you assume people are working 5 days a week normally. Now mm-hmm. they're working 6 days a week in crunch time. Assume each of those are actually a day and a half because they're probably also working very long days.
Yes.
So 6 weeks times a day and a half is, what, 9 extra days of work they're getting out of this? Okay, delay the game for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what?
Delay the game for 2 weeks. You get the same amount of time with no crunch.
It's not like they have... It would be different if COVID wasn't a thing and events were still happening and you had to line up with these events so that way you can get things out into the right hands.
That's gone now. In 2020.
Right now, that doesn't matter. So you're literally only leaving it up to the fact that this goes onto the digital store or into people's hands out in, you know, Walmart or wherever. Mm-hmm. So I think the hype is real and people would be more willing to see this succeed the right way.
Yeah.
And not this, like, with a bad taste in your mouth. Well, as
but
you
see,
buy it.
I disagree because I think they would get a worse backlash over them delaying this game again than they would from this crunch announcement. I really do.
I think would, but if they said it's only 2 weeks, I don't think it would be nearly as much as like we're moving it from April to November. You know, that was like
that was a big thing and that hurt, but almost everybody said, all right, fine.
Yeah, do it.
Do it. Here's why I say that is because from the reaction that you see online from just the general feeling that gamers are assholes is that the gamers do not.
They don't know. Majority of gamers don't know that this is happening.
No, they don't give a fuck, Chad.
Or they don't pay attention. They don't know.
They don't give a fuck.
The people who
spoke up and spoke out about Take-Two and what was happening, or excuse me, Take-Two and Rockstar, what was happening with Red Dead is because it was so egregious. It's because you had stories of people doing 17, 18-hour days.
Yeah.
Not because it was the idea of crunch inherently people bristled at.
Yeah.
No, because crunch has been a part of the industry since the beginning.
Yeah.
You watch the Netflix documentary, the High Score documentary. Dude, George Romero sat back and said, for 3 days, we sat in a room and coded all day long and made Doom.
The difference here, there is like these were startups. These were people with passion projects doing it for their own sake, not so much because like I'm part of this company that I could be let go of after this game's done. That's a difference.
Yeah, but many cases will be.
But at the same time, I refuse to. I don't necessarily like that comparison either because I feel like everybody that works on video games, for the most part, believes in the games that they are working on.
I'm not saying that they don't believe in the game, but
I don't think you got a lot of office space people staring at their swing line staplers going like, I wish I wasn't here.
Okay. Let me rephrase then. It's not so much that I don't think it's a passion project for them. I think it's different when this is your first game and there's 10 of you versus a whole company. Imagine Google starting in a garage versus Google now. And then they're like, hey, everyone's got to work 20-hour days.
No, I feel you. And Steve Wisely in the chat says, as a person who deals with developers, I care a lot. And I care a lot, too. And I think this is important. The average gamer does not care.
They care in the abstract, but at the end of the day, if the game's good, they don't care.
They don't care.
Yeah. Like,
and here's
whatever.
What I try to get people to constantly understand, and we talked about it up and down when we talked about the Xbox release, talking about the price of the Series S, is that there are a lot of people excited for Cyberpunk who are not in the gamer sphere. They are not plugged in to gamer Twitter. They are not reading IGN every day. There are people who just want the game because they want the game. They think it looks cool.
Can I ask, do you think it was the Keanu announcement that really hyped up like the semi-non-gamer?
It didn't hurt?
I feel like that Keanu announcement was literally the spark that I saw it everywhere.
Well, listen, you got somebody like our former colleague, Christine Coogie, who told me herself, she's like, you know, it looks like a good game. I'll probably get it. Mm-hmm. And then as we sat next to her at E3, when Keanu walked out and says, I'm in Cyberpunk, she goes, fuck!
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel about this one. It was a smart kind of play on their end to
absolutely
add. It's kind of like Norman Reedus with Death Stranding. Like, it's these kind of clever moves that they're making towards film.
Listen,
that is changing
I'm going to tell you now. That could have been a Vorcha with a baby strapped to its chest walking around all day, and I would not have cared that that's who I played as in Death Stranding.
Well, but as a promotional aspect,
it being
though.
Norman Reedus, I don't think added any value for anybody in Death Stranding.
I think it did to an extent, because at that point, like, The Walking Dead was still doing really well.
Yes, that, and I don't think anyone had any idea what the hell the game was about.
That said, Chad, Keanu, way bigger deal.
That Keanu, 1,000%.
Way bigger deal.
This is a bigger deal. But that's my only comparison at this moment.
No, I feel you. But what I try to get people to understand is that the average gamer, if the game comes out and it's good, they don't care about the crunch. Nobody's going to care about the crunch. Nobody gives a shit. And so I think that them looking on each hand and saying, do we push this back another month or do we crunch and get it done? I think they said, listen, it is worth it for us to crunch. And I'm not necessarily defending the idea. I think it's still a bad decision. But I think they're caught between two bad decisions.
Well, I think the truth of the matter is, even if they delayed it for another month, they'd still crunch in the last few weeks anyway.
Yeah.
Like, because if you delay it for another month, you're going to find more stuff.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a perfect game. It never releases perfect.
Listen, if Bethesda can put out Fallout 76, I'm not even trying to go there. But if Bethesda can put out if Bethesda can put out any game that they've put out in the past 10 years in the state that they released them on launch day,
mm-hmm.
Cyberpunk can come out.
Well, here's
it
the thing,
can come out.
Here's the thing about the crunch that I'm kind of like glancing over some stuff while you guys are talking, and it's also mentioning the fact that this is not necessarily mandatory.
Yeah.
So it's at the same time, but is that better or worse? I don't know. But
Chad,
if you don't do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
you're right.
Like,
it's not mandatory.
If I guess you wouldn't be brought back into another game. But like, again, if you do this game and you do the developing for this, and then like, okay, you go on to your next project.
Yeah.
Does that follow you? Is that the process?
Did you ever play sports in like high school or anything?
I played T-ball.
Did you have practice for T-ball?
I can't remember. It was so
all right.
Young.
I'm going to use football as an example. In high schools, they have mandatory practices every morning.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They also have optional practices frequently afterwards. Optional? No. They say they're optional.
Is a
they
press
can't
move.
Enforce them.
No, it's because you can't. It's because you cannot enforce it.
Right.
Now, what you can do to enforce it is you can say, "Oh, you didn't show up to second practice. I think I'll start Timothy instead of you."
They can do that, or more accurately, what they'll frequently do is say, like, you let your brothers come out here and work
and
their asses
shame.
Off,
yeah,
and then you didn't.
Mm, yeah. Like, I gotcha.
Well,
so,
not only that, even look at it from a self motivating point of view. Of
you see everybody else doing.
Well, not even just that. Just I love this game that I'm working on. I want it to be in the best state it possibly can be, and so when they say let's work extra, do you know how many times in this building?
Yeah.
Okay. That all of us have sat in this room into 8, 9, almost 10 o'clock at night because we wanted something to be done correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody said don't leave.
I was just gonna say that. Like frequently at this job, we need to be told take a day off.
Exactly.
It's not your option. It's you're off tomorrow.
Yeah. I think,
deal with it.
That's another thing I was wondering about this. Do you think this was something that collectively, as a group, they decided, like the developers agreed to it, they were like, you know what, we'll do this. Or was this something that
I think what it was is it was suggested, and I think the developers, the development team said, we may have to.
And at the end of the day, it is, like you said, 9 days of extra work, and I'm not trying to justify this in any means, but I'm trying to wrap my head around it because we've been there. Like you said, we've been there.
The last 3 weeks for you and me.
Yeah, it was literally last 3 weeks, and then we've done this in July when we were putting everything together for some of our things that we're putting together. But at the same time, I feel like sometimes it's just better to just get through 6 weeks and just be done with
Here's the difference, and here's where. But I think people have a leg to stand on when they talk about crunch. The difference is that we do that a few times a year.
Right.
Our big, you know, tentpole stuff that we're working on. For some of these developers, every game they have ever worked on functions this way.
Yep.
But you got to think for how long that lasts. So if you're saying, all right, Chad, you get to work on Checkpoint XP, but guaranteed 6 weeks out of the year, you will be working every day.
Yeah.
Every day, not just 6 days.
Every day.
That's different. Okay.
For 17 hours a day.
That's not this.
But it is in other games.
Okay, that's excessive.
Right. But that is the reality. Just because because this is the nicest that's like soft racism. That's like, you know what I mean? It's like it doesn't make it not racist just because you smiled when you said it.
I don't know. I feel like there's a difference between 6 days you're working your normal shift just one more day versus you get to sleep 3 hours.
But Chad, for a salary job, tell me what job stops.
No.
Tell me what job stops when you leave the building.
I won't disagree to that point. That when it comes to salary, there's a give and take.
That's just what they're getting paid for.
Right. Yeah.
Okay? That is not talking about all the other stuff. These people are going to be thinking about this game when they go to sleep, when they wake up, when they go to work, when they're not at work. This will consume these people's lives every day except Sunday, and probably still also on Sunday. As consumers of these games, it sucks that this is the norm. But unfortunately, I don't see how else they do it.
It's the same problem that news has. News never sleeps.
Yeah.
You never sleep.
Yeah.
If you're in that industry, you don't. Because that's just how the world works. And it's kind of like how we have to handle things because things are happening 24/7. We have to pick and choose our battles on what things happen. I think that's the best thing you could do is pick and choose your battle. I think they picked a battle and they chose to stick with
so
it.
So it's
whatever they do, I'm going to support the game because at the end of the day, these people still need to make money.
At the end of the day. I mean, that's what it's all about. So even though this story is really disappointing, I'm not necessarily less geeked for Cyberpunk, to be honest with you. Would I have taken it being delayed 2 more weeks? Yeah.
Wouldn't have bothered me. We're not the problem children.
No,
here.
We're not. It wouldn't have bothered me. But at the same time, I think they also understand the value of you know, trying to hit a specific launch window, and I think they said, you know what, we simply can't do it. And you know what, the money people probably said, excuse me, it's coming out in November.
It sounds nicer on paper than it actually happened, but we'll see. It sounds like it happened nicely and people are kind of overreacting. I've read too much into it. I'm just reading like a couple articles, but it's not the situation of 17 hours and
no, it doesn't seem that way. And that does make it a little bit more palatable. But with that said, I think Cyberpunk's still probably going to be an awesome game. But it literally sucks that people have to now work extra days to get it done on time. And, you know, I just feel like under-promise, over-deliver, guys.
Always.
Always.
Always remember, keep your scope in mind when you do projects.
Yep.
We're asked in the chat, is it game of the year worthy? Do you think this
I don't
is
know.
Going to be a game?
Tell you, well, tell you
do
when
you
I play
think
it.
I don't
like,
know.
Predictions.
I don't know. If
yes.
If it is everything that they have it said it is and everything that I have seen.
It'll be game of the decade.
I was going to say,
it'll
yeah.
be game of the decade level. Yeah. It won't be game of the year. It'll be game of the gen level.
Yeah, I'm worried this is going to No Man's Sky us.
Oh.
Fuck out of here. No.
I don't know. No.
Chat. If it works, it's better than No Man's Sky.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, that's all they have to go off of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a low bar to get over No Man's Sky, especially at launch.
Here's first of all, because they haven't necessarily shown or promised anything that they can't deliver on. That's the one thing I'll say.
Right,
they
true.
Haven't sat there and said, yes, the world will evolve with you and all this. They haven't promised that shit.
No.
They say, here's a story, which... They have.
Yeah.
Here's some guns.
Which they have.
Which they got.
Now, they did show some choice system off. Like,
they got some choice system.
Yep.
Which they showed.
Yep.
And here's Night City, which they showed.
Yeah.
So
and
at this point.
You change your genitals. Here you go.
You can't No Man's Sky it because everything that you've revealed to me works.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is what it is. I'm excited about it. And, I think if it was it. Is what it says it is. It'll be game of the decade if they do it right.
I'll agree. If they just, I don't. I actually think it will be a really high end.
It has the potential to be the Skyrim of this generation.
Yep.
Going 2020s. All right.
Yep. So coming up, we got a game to play with Chad, where he is going to try his best to rank every team that is qualified for the League of Legends group stage at Worlds. Here's the thing. Chaz,
he doesn't know most of them.
Chad doesn't know any of these teams. So based on name and name alone, he's going to try to guess it. So stick around for that. We're coming back. One more Checkpoint AFK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The world of comics has been growing for the past 30 years, and that's why Robbie and Ben are here to break it all down for you. Join the Shop Talk every Monday for the latest in all things comic. Find The Other Identity at CheckpointXP.com or download from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Checkpoint AFK, the final segment of the final show of Checkpoint AFK, sorta.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere, actually, though.
If you are just tuning in at this part of the podcast for some reason...
That's weird.
But go over to the Checkpoint XP daily feed, where this crew will be doing content Monday through Friday. So stick around for that. Now... League of Legends, the World Championships, the group stages get underway this weekend.
Saturday.
It's about to go down.
Bright and early.
It is one of my favorite weekends in all of esports.
You're going to get up at 4 a.m. for it?
Fuck no.
Yeah,
I'm going to watch
neither.
VODs.
Same.
But
I'll get up. I'm going to wake up at, I don't know, 10 probably sounds nice.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna that's what I do.
I'm going to eat breakfast, and I'm going to watch the VODs.
I usually wake up around 9. I usually watch... the NA teams, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm probably going to check out like some of the other
yep.
big teams.
Watch your NA teams first.
That I'm not going to name because we're about to play a game.
Yep.
Callie and I are both big league fans, especially of the esport. World's time might as well be the World Cup for me.
Best time of the year,
it's
baby.
It's the best time of the year.
I love October.
It's super exciting. You get to see a whole bunch of teams with metas. They play champions that you don't get to see all year long.
Yes.
I mean, what the fuck?
You get to see actual high-level play.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great, man. So, listen.
You don't have to watch teams like 100 Thieves.
Oh, Lord.
It's classic.
Oh, my God. A month without having to watch Immortals?
Right?
Anyway.
Man, North America sucks.
We're terrible. But, you know, it's really cool. We got to see Twitch. I would have never thought I saw Twitch at Worlds ever. But anyway, I digress.
Classic.
We are going to play a slight game with our good friend Chad Callahan over here, who I would say is probably the most league remedial. I don't mean that as a pejorative.
No. I went to the summer.
You just dropped remedial
summer
and pejorative in two straight sentences.
I went to the summer.
I went to school.
I
went to school.
Anyway.
In America, though, so that doesn't count.
Do you remember what school you went to?
I don't know.
Are you last or near last?
I was last or near last in my class.
Okay, just check.
But, you know, Chad, you know of league.
Yes.
You know some of the big teams, especially the NA teams.
Yep.
But we have made a decision here to play a game. We want you to rank each team based on their name, region, and logo. So that's all you got to go off of.
And any knowledge you
and
happen
any,
to have.
Any previous knowledge,
okay,
right?
Okay. I'll at least have three that I know of,
you
so
are
obviously.
We'll let Chad go first,
obviously,
and then we'll give our thoughts on how we did for each of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so you have to put them in either S, A, B, or C rank.
Okay.
S, A, B, or C. And when this is all done, I'll put them in a nice tier, and you guys can flame Chad. So we are going to start with Group A. Group A starts off with EU's G2 Esports.
I know G2, actually.
Okay. You know G2 Esports.
They do right. other stuff. They do other stuff other than League. But
they
so,
do.
Yeah.
You probably know them better for CSGO.
CSGO,
yeah.
Yes.
But I don't know how they go with League. So mm-hmm. that's
all right.
where my limit
so,
goes.
So based on that, and let me pull up the logo here so you can see it. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with G2 Esports.
I'm familiar. But
you're familiar.
I'll look so I can remind
can
myself.
Can you see it?
Yep. Very okay. G2-y.
Very G2-y.
There
All right.
is a G and a 2 in it.
Where do you rank G2 Esports?
G2's middle of the... Well, I don't know how they are right now with everything going to CSGO, but is middle of the ground with CSGO. So I'm going to say... What was it? I'm going to say
S-A-B or C. Okay.
B.
G2 Esports is a B...
Got him as a B. All
...level
right.
team. B-level team. You know what? I will say, Callie, let's wait to the end to look at... To see...
Well, let's do. We'll do
rank
after
your
each
own.
Group.
Rank
yeah,
your own.
after each group. After each group.
I'm curious what you guys will say. Rank your own without
right.
telling each other.
Next up from the PCS region, so that is Macau, Hong Kong.
Oh, okay.
Machi Esports, not Mochi.
Machi
Esports. Their logo.
I was about to say, where is the logo?
Their logo just didn't even pop up.
Their logo
is just
an M. It's just an M.
It's just an M.
Machi. It's a script M.
Yeah, it's just a script M. Machi. There it is, right there. Actually, I'll just leave this up so you can see it. I'll switch the sides. So
gotcha. Okay,
I'll
so it's a
here.
Kind of cool scripty M.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I haven't heard of them. Like,
you haven't heard of Machi
I've not heard
Esports.
Of Machi. I don't
okay.
think I have, at least.
Wow,
gonna,
internet.
I'm
go ahead.
Go, I'm gonna go low. I'm gonna go low.
So
C.
C. All right. C. Machi Esports is C level. All right. Here's another great team, Suning Gaming, coming out of China.
Oh, China. Okay. I feel like China probably has some good teams.
Okay.
I'm gonna go A.
All right. A tier. All right.
Probably put most of China in A.
All right. And closing out Group A, Team Liquid, NA. Where
See,
do you put Team Liquid?
I heard that they've been doing pretty good.
Okay.
So I'm going to, you know what? Just for hope, I'm going to put them in A.
All right. This is interesting now. This is interesting. Callie, that is our Group A seedings.
Yep.
React.
I think Chad did okay on this one. I think Suning, he got, actually, I agreed with him straight on. I gave them an A too.
I agree.
So I think he's good there. I think he overrates Team Liquid a little bit.
I also
I was
agree.
Going, I said for hope. I would have put him in down one more, but yep. I'm trying to give them.
I have them as a B. I think you overrate them a little bit, but not too bad. G2, you put them as a B. I would put them as an A.
So would I.
Oh, so they are really good.
And
yeah.
Machi, you put them as a C. I put them as a B.
Yeah. Because, gotcha. I mean...
So they're middle of the ground. Okay. Yeah. So G2 is the big one.
G2, you're looking at your European runners-up, I believe, in summer.
Really?
And previously, over the past couple seasons, they've run roughshod over the European league.
I should have expected them to be better because, there's, like I said, their CSGO team's middle of the ground, but they're not bad. You know what I mean? They're not a bad team in CSGO.
Yeah. So moving on to Group B, we got Damwon Gaming. Coming out of Korea.
Ooh, Korea. S. I'm throwing an S.
All right. I don't know.
I feel like Korea always has some great teams in esports in general, so I'm throwing that out there.
All right. Just Do It Gaming. That's not their name. It's JD Gaming. Hold on. I don't know what the hell this logo is even supposed to be. But you got JD Gaming right here. They are China. China.
I'm going to go JD A. Gaming. I'm going to go A again.
All right. JD Gaming going to A. PSG Talon. Paris Saint-Germain Talon.
LEC, huh?
No. They're in Hong Kong.
Paris? you said Paris. You would think so.
They're in Hong Kong. They're owned by the soccer team Paris Saint-Germain.
Is it... Who are the players? Are the players from... China, or are they from...
They're from Hong Kong, I think.
They're from Hong Kong. Okay. You know what?
I think they have one guy from Taiwan.
I'm going to go B.
All right, B.
I'm going to B. I don't know why their name confuses me, and I'm just going to downgrade them for that.
Their name should confuse you, because it's confusing. And closing out, you got Rogue.
Rogue.
You know Rogue.
Yeah, I know Rogue. They got in. All right, okay.
You know what? I'll say this. I'll give you, based on previous years, I understand exactly why you would say that.
And maybe this is just why I'm reacting that way. I don't know if they have a new roster or anything, so I'm basing this off of just any knowledge of Rogue. C.
All right. C. Rogue.
Sorry, what did you say for PSG?
What did I say for
B.
PSG?
B.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So your group B has Damwon in S tier. You're correct.
I don't know what you said Korea. I didn't even look at the logo.
I would say Damwon is probably favorite to win right now. Okay. They're Korea's champions. All right. I mean, been really great since last year at Worlds where they kind of, I don't want to say they surprised people, but they kind of overperformed, I think, to a few people's expectations. JD Gaming, China's runner-up.
Oh.
You said A.
Which you said A.
I did say A.
I'd agree.
Okay.
I also agreed. I said A as well.
I'm good at this.
Yeah. You are actually doing very well so far.
You're doing very good at this. PSG Talon, you put B. I have them at C.
I do too.
PSG Talon got in through play-ins. They were not one of the top teams to automatically qualify for the groups.
And they played okay at play-ins, but they really didn't impress me all that much. I thought Team Liquid was a better team than they were in play-ins.
Which is probably why I've never heard of them, because like their name is so confusing. You'd think I would have at least like registered with me a little bit.
Yeah.
But like, that one, I just kind of gave them a...
Well, it's they are a newer team. They are a newer team.
And don't get me wrong. I mean, they went 3-1 in their play-in group. They won the tiebreaker.
And they had the harder group.
Yeah, they won the tiebreaker with Unicorns of Love to get in, so they didn't have to do the knockout stage of that. They just got the direct qualifier, same way Team Liquid did. When I watch them play, something about their style of play bugs me, and I don't think it's going to translate well at Worlds.
I'm going to be honest, because I don't know what their identity is. When I watch Team Liquid, I know this game is not going to end before 30 minutes. That's my main thing.
And the other thing, too, is can we talk about Tactical? Rookie of the year in North America Tactical showing up at Worlds?
That's what I'm saying. You had a rookie who had the balls to go to Worlds and play Twitch.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay, Chad, to people in the League of Legends world,
I'm sure they're screaming in what joy.
What the fuck is that? No, that's a what the fuck moment. But that is really the balls of this kid.
Yeah.
But that was a good...
Well, yeah.
Or just exciting move.
It was a good move for how they play, because Twitch scales into the late game. He gets a passive that allows him to disappear.
Gotcha.
So if you're playing against a team that is not specifically dedicating themselves to dropping a lot of vision, you're done.
So Chad, so far, you are actually doing pretty well on this.
Okay.
I think it's about to get weird.
Okay. Yeah, probably.
Group C. So we have starting out Fnatic.
Okay, I know Fnatic.
Out of EU. Good old London boys.
They're London. Okay. That's right. Fnatic. I can't even think of how their other teams play.
Well, you do know that they are Fnatic, so you know what that means. This is a legacy esports brand.
Yeah, but that doesn't sometimes mean anything.
Could, it
couldn't.
That's
true.
It could, it couldn't.
All right, I'm gonna A.
A,
all
right.
Because I think I ranked everyone else in the EU low, so based on my just stats, I'm gonna go A.
Okay, Gen G Esports is next.
Gen G.
Out of Korea.
A.
Right. A for Gen G.
Yeah,
all right.
Gen G. All right. And now we have LGD Gaming. Literally, their logo is just an L, a G, and a D.
C, just for that.
Really?
Where are they from?
Chinese
team. B.
Just
I'll just
B.
them. I don't know that. That one, it's, I have nothing to base off of.
That's
like,
fair.
Sometimes when their logos are cool, I'm like, they have money.
Because they paid the branding people.
Yeah, they paid the branding people. They clearly have money.
I like that.
Sure.
All right. All right. And Team Solo made rounds
TSM,
out group C.
Yeah.
I believe hearing you guys talk, Team Solo made kind of. I don't want to say it because I've probably got this completely wrong. So, all right. I'm going to go B.
B for Team Solo made.
All right. Well, Chad, I don't know what Norris's are, but by mine, you did very well on your group C. I also have Fnatic as an A
okay.
on mine. I have Gen G as a B on mine. I think they are the worst team to come out of. You said A.
A?
Yeah.
I think they're the worst team to come out of Korea, and I don't think they're that good of a team.
I was tempted to say B, but mm-hmm. then I was like, nah, Korea's usually pretty good, so I went up.
Mm-hmm. LGD Gaming, I thought was going to be way better than they were in playing stages. They got
they,
in, they got through there by the skin of their teeth.
They didn't
I got
look
them
good.
As a
Change
B.
Change their logo.
They didn't look good.
Yeah, I've got them as a B. And Team Solo Mid, I also has a B as well.
I agree. Mine is exactly the same, Chad. Wow.
I'm really good at this game.
You are really good at this, yeah.
Wow. Wow. All right. In our final group, we got, they changed their name
okay.
to a much worse name.
Oh, man.
DRX from Korea.
You would know them as Kingzone Dragon.
Kingzone Dragon X. Why wouldn't you want that to be your name?
I love that, actually.
I refuse to call him DRX. Out of Korea, Kingzone Dragon X.
I'm mad because I like their original name more, and I kind of want to
And their logo's them. A dragon and everything.
Right.
It's so sweet.
All right.
What you got?
I'm gonna B-tier it.
B-tier for Kingzone Dragon.
Just because
X.
I'm mad that they changed their name. That sounds... Their original name was much cooler.
All right. And then next is our final NA team, FlyQuest.
Finished second place in North America.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think.
No.
Oh, did they first win? First
no.
One?
Yeah,
no, they
right.
were second
They
place,
were second. TSM okay. beat them.
Oof. I'm tempted
so sure.
between
I'm
easily,
B.
Easily. They were the first to qualify, but they lost in the final.
I'm going to throw them in B.
B? Okay. Best jerseys this
best
year.
Best dressed. Okay.
Best
they win
dressed.
Best dressed. They would win S tier for best dressed.
Best dressed. All right, so
what'd you say, B?
B, yep.
FlyQuest.
Because I feel like I put Team Liquid in A, and I feel like they're the highest chance for NA.
So then we have top esports out of China.
Top esports,
yeah.
S. I don't know why I like the name. I love the balls of the name.
All right.
Top esports S.
And all lastly, right. we have Unicorns of Love
out of Europe, I believe.
Out of Europe,
Russia.
Russia. I'm sorry.
Russia.
Well, Russia is Europe.
Out of the
and Asia.
So out of the LCL region, I guess
CIS region.
CIS, that's right.
I don't know. I've heard of Unicorns of Love.
Mm-hmm. A big CSGO brand.
Big CSGO
big
brand.
Big CSGO brand.
I don't know anything about their League of Legends teams. I feel like Russia.
They're Russian.
They're Russian. They have nothing to do all day. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'm just gonna.
Come on. Not,
I know. I'm talking. B.
All right. So for me,
I was real skimpy with the C's and S's, but.
Well, listen.
But that's how worlds should be. Very few teams that get there are just horrifically bad, and very few teams that get there
are terribly
are
that's
truly.
It's the it's the bell curve.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Right. First of all, a top esports is not an S tier team.
Damn. I disagree.
They're not. They're A. I don't think they're. I do not think.
But
they're
higher.
They're good.
They're good.
Very
okay.
good. I don't think they're
so
down.
You say they're A
good.
Plus.
I think they're A plus.
I have mid S.
I don't think they're S. I think they're A+.
I mean, if you have the balls to call yourself top esports, you better
I think top esports has the number one potential to flop.
Really?
Once.
All
right. I really do.
But to be fair, the
whole Chinese region always carries that designation with them.
Fair. But if there's one team out of the Chinese region where I go, yeah, they flopped, I think top
LGD.
Esports. No, I think LGD would overperform. If they get out of groups, they've overperformed.
I was mad too because I picked them to really just dominate in play-ins, and they did not.
If LGD gets out of group, they've overperformed. Who else did you have? You had
For DRX, he had a B.
I got mad at their name though.
I think that's okay.
I have them as an S.
I think that's okay.
Wow.
I think they're an A.
Okay.
Again, I think to me, Damwon is the only hands down S team.
That's fair. I have three S's, I believe, on my list. Yeah, three.
Then FlyQuest. I think FlyQuest honestly is a C.
Oh.
I've got them as a B.
I said B, right?
You said B.
I think they're a C only because I think they hit a good patch, and they in the way they play. It was very beneficial for the patch that they were on. I think going up against teams like DRX and Top Esports, FlyQuest is about to get exposed.
Yeah, I gave them a B because, they performed really well in spring. They performed really well in summer, so they held it for most of the year. I do think they're going to get to Worlds and get exposed to a degree. I just don't think that they're C tier. I think they're a B.
Yeah.
FlyQuest has a good chance to pop disrupt if they pop off, according to the
chat. Not against DRX and Top Esports. I'm telling you that now, Steve.
And lastly, Unicorns of Love, you had as a B. I have them as a C. I think Unicorns
yeah,
of Love
I think
suck.
They're. I think they're
I was going to go with a C, but I was...
No, they're awful.
When's the last time a Russian team made noise at Worlds? What, Edward Gaming?
Edward Gaming's Chinese.
Well, now they are.
Yes.
Well, Moscow 5.
Yeah.
That's right. What became Edward Gaming eventually,
right.
I believe.
Right.
Moscow 5 is the last time they made noise at Worlds.
Yeah. But, looking at this list, Chad, I think you actually did pretty well.
I'm impressed.
Outside of
G2
Esports, which is just completely wrong.
I
think you did pretty well. Now, I want us to go around the table. Who gets out of each group? This is
the
last one. Group A, G2 Esports, Machi Esports, Suning, and Team Liquid. Who gets out?
Oh, man.
Can I see my list?
You can't read it.
Okay. All right. I think Suning makes it out, and I'm really struggling between G2 and Team Liquid.
NTL.
It could go either way. I'm going to pick G2 to make it out. I think Liquid's going to disappoint. You know what? No. I'm going to have faith in Rookie of the Year Tactical to do something wild and make Europe look a little silly. I'll say Team Liquid. I can't believe I'm saying this. Team Liquid and Suning Esports make it out of Group A.
Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to agree with you. And the reason why I'm going to agree with you, why I think Suning and Team Liquid make it out, is I don't think that Team Liquid can match them blow for blow in bot lane. I think G2 is way too good in their laning. What I do think Team Liquid can have the advantage of is if Broxa is allowed on an aggressive jungler,
putting him on conservative junglers. It drives me nuts.
If they put Broxa on an aggressive jungler, I think they got one of the best chances to get out of the group. So I'm going to say Team Liquid.
I'm just going to smile and nod these. This is just you two,
okay.
Really. I'm going to go.
All right, fine. Cool. Group B. I think this one's fairly easy.
I think
easy.
This is easy. Damwon and JD Gaming,
yeah.
Do we feel okay
about
that?
Pretty straightforward.
I don't foresee it going
down. Talent doesn't have a fucking chance in hell. And Rogue.
Rogue could do something silly. I just don't foresee them lasting long enough.
Listen, they'll take a game. They'll take a game off one of the top two, but it won't be enough to get out.
Yep.
Group C is the clusterfuck that no one knows what the hell is about to happen.
I think none of
those teams are really good enough to say they're the far and away best team in the group, in my opinion. But also, outside of LGD, none of them really suck enough to say, like, oh, they're going to get slaughtered.
Here's the problem, right? My gut says that TSM, as the only team in North America that doesn't play like a North American team,
has the best chance.
Has a chance to get out. However, that would mean I am picking two out of three North American teams to get out of groups. And that doesn't leave a good taste in my mouth.
I'll say this. If they play to their full potential, LGD gets out. I think they top Gen G.
All right. We feel good saying Fnatic's going to make it out, right?
They're going to make it. Okay. Fnatic's going to make it out. And I think...
And then it's Gen G or Team Solo Mid?
Actually, you know what? I don't think TSM makes it out. Here's why. They have Double Lift on their team.
You know what? On that alone, you're right. They're not making it out. I'm going to say Gen G makes it.
The Double Lift curse persists.
Yep.
And they don't make it out of groups. And so I am going to say Fnatic and Gen G.
Hate doing that against my favorite player of all time, NA. But you know what? It's true. He never performs at Worlds.
Never. And the last group, Kingzone, Dragon X, FlyQuest, Top Esports, and Unicorns of Love. I'm going to be honest. This is another easy one. I think Top Esports and DRX make it.
Yep, absolutely.
I don't think FlyQuest or Unicorns of Love. I think their only wins will
are against each other.
FlyQuest
will beat Unicorns of Love twice. Unicorns of Love doesn't win a game.
Yep.
And DRX and Top Esports each lose only one game to each other.
Yep. And if there is a team that I think overperforms, has the potential to overperform, I would say maybe Rogue. And if there's a team to disappoint, I'll say Top Esports.
I think the team with the most potential to overperform is TL. Okay. Because they will rise
they're
and fall.
So they have no expectations.
Yeah, and as tactical goes, so do they.
Okay.
So I think they have a lot of potential to overperform. The team that has the most potential to underperform, I think, is JD Gaming.
Okay. I think that's fair.
They're the ones I think of the Chinese teams will eat the curse.
Which team is the team to watch? Like, which match would be the match to
anytime
watch,
Dan Juan plays?
Really?
Okay. Let me bring up
Saturday, and we'll see what's worth watching.
If you want to see League of Legends at the highest level, Dan Juan Gaming.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to see fuckery,
Team Liquid right now?
Watch China.
Oh, okay.
Any Chinese team.
Yeah, like on day one, 4 a.m., right? Top Esports plays FlyQuest.
Fuckery.
You're
going to
see weirdness in that match.
It will be absolute madness.
Yeah.
Watch it.
And if FlyQuest is able to hang with them, you'll see a lot of weirdness, or you'll see them get smashed.
Yeah. If you look,
but
and
that's not a game to watch to me, though.
Yes,
like,
it
if
is.
Someone gets smashed. I mean, I guess it depends.
If you watch that game and it's 10 minutes in and there's more than 6 kills, it's done.
On day 2 at 4 a.m., Team Liquid plays Machi Esports. That'll be interesting.
That'll be good.
You also have... Oh, Dam One Gaming versus JD Gaming.
That okay.
Day one,
that's the game
7 o'clock.
To watch.
That's going to be
7 a.m. Yeah. Saturday. That's the game to watch.
That's
Dam
high
One
tier
versus,
esports you're
versus
watch there.
JD.
Okay.
So for everybody out there, if there's a game that you want to watch for League of Legends Worlds, I know this was a longer segment, but I wanted to cover this comprehensively. Dam One and JD is going to be great. Group
yep.
B, you've got our picks. Hopefully you filled it out. I think Pick'em's open this weekend for...
they open...
I think
today.
They
open as of recording because the play-in stages are finished now.
You're right. So Pick'ems are open. Go to, you know, League's website. You can do Pick'ems, win prizes and all that stuff to see what brackets that you could make that will be busted by the end of groups because no one ever gets it right. But with that said, that is the final topic of Checkpoint AFK proper.
It's been a pleasure doing this show. And you know what's also going to be a pleasure?
Just doing it more.
Continuing
doing
to do this
more.
Show
doing
more,
it more
often.
Yeah. The episodes will usually be shorter. I'm going to put that out there now because they'll be daily.
Yep.
They'll be a little shorter.
Two segments probably.
Yep, but you will get more of them. So we thank everybody for following Checkpoint AFK. Again, if you don't want to unsubscribe to this, it's fine. There will be content going to this feed, but it'll be supplemental content. Just sort of stuff that we hobbled together as we talk throughout the week. We'll just do that for a little bit before we officially sunset it. But from this day forth, Checkpoint AFK is no more.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.